Well, this is one of the most unfortunate statements to come from a head of a security force, most of the police. For him, we have thought that he would be the last resort for us to run to in terms of trying to secure the lives and property of journalists in the line of duty. But his pronouncement today has just dealt the last blow that there is no hope. And we only can now run to court as the only last resort. But everybody who has been following trend of events in Uganda will tell you that it is not indeed the journalists that have targeted the police. The journalists have always even stood on the side of the police for protection, only the police to turn against them. So his pronouncements are really very unfortunate. They are coming in at a very critical time when we are in the peak of the elections, where we need journalists to be protected in order to do their work and distance detection, where the Electoral Commission mandated the media to be a main campaign platform. But now, only when journalists are beating them, then there is no remorse on the part of the police leadership. It's extremely unfortunate.
Some people are calling for his removal on President Museveni to fire him. Others are saying it will not happen since he appears to be doing the bidding of the government or, for that matter, the president. What is your organization's stance on this?
We are talking amongst ourselves as media development organizations. We are having conversations with the editors, and we want to spread this conversation to many other actors to see what kind of action we can take in response to these very important pronouncements. A removal of the IGP would be a very welcome gesture. But we certainly know that that is not likely to happen within the shortest spell of time when we head to elections, because the appointing authority has also severally, who is the president, of course, has severally said the media is not in his favor. The media works for the opposition and works for other forces that are foreign in nature. So we don't think that this will rub him the wrong way to attract and removal of the IGP. We don't think that is likely to happen very soon. But all we can say is that we'll hold the IGP personally liable for all the attacks that are going to happen onto journalists after now that he has come out publicly to say that there is no apology and that journalists will continue being beaten even when they're in the line of duty.
Now, Robert, some people cited the recent disturbance between Robert Mao, a presidential candidate, and the police. They say that this shows that the journalists will not be safe if the candidates themselves are not safe with the pronouncement of the Inspector General of Police. What do you say to that?
As a matter of fact, we have severally documented incidents around journalists. And for the last 11 years, the police has been the leading perpetrator of violence against journalists. So it doesn't surprise me now when the IGP comes out to say that that is normal, and the police will continue doing that. Actually, we politicians talk of us or about us as journalists, but many Ugandans have suffered the wrath of the men in uniform, the police and the army, and they have complained. Most of the cases not investigated, so there's no surprise us at all when finally the police comes out to own up the attacks that happened on journalists. That's very unfortunate because our legal framework has not sanctioned beating of innocent Ugandan. This supposes that everyone is innocent until proven guilty by a court of competent jurisdiction, but that to the police doesn't seem to make any little sense. They take the law into their hands, they determine the nature of offense you've committed, the punishment, and then there's a jury. They also celebrate the actions that are taken, and they, at the end of the day, feel they have won against those they have beaten.
What is your message or advice to journalists in view of this pronouncement by the Inspector General of Police, particularly ahead of the upcoming general election?
We want to invite journalists to tread very cautiously, because now they know that their deliberately targeted by the men that are supposed to guard them while doing their work. We also want to impress it upon the editors and the owners of media houses to come out strongly against this, because it's about the lives of journalists. Recently, the Editors Guild came out to say they were contemplating withdrawing journalists from the field because they were not any more sure of their safety. And this is something that we critically discuss and see if it is making any little sense to continue trading as though the situation is normal, having journalists go and put their lives on the line because they are covering presidential candidates. Certainly, that's an area that we need to critically discuss. But as for journalists, no story should be worth their lives. And I thought they should keep out of harm's way and make sure that they do not compromise or they don't act with rage or retaliation, but they keep a distance that makes them secure, but not also compromise on the information that they are able to relate to the wider public, because we're at a critical time when the country is at a turning point of voting for the leaders of this country. And so they need a lot of information in order to make informed decisions. And the sole vehicle for this information is the media. So the media must play a very central role in this by making sure that the journalists keep safe as they do this work.